Yeah, and not being able to practice or even missing games due to weather is just kind of part of the reality we have of our winter sports in Nebraska. But this week alone, just a pretty big grind, and having those three games in that one week, and missing two practices, that's going to be pretty tough on our kids. But it's part of a challenge I think we're willing to take on.
There are other places for the kids to go. Hopefully they did have a chance maybe get the ball in their hand and get a little run in to keep in shape, because a crucial time here kicking off January. You survived test number one earlier this week on a Tuesday all the way out to Broken Bow. It was a grind though, but got past the a scrappy Broken Bow team by 10.
Yeah, Broken Bow is one of those teams we preach to our kids. They're a lot better than their 2-5 record says. They had four games they lost by under 10 points, and in the fourth quarter, either they were tied, had the lead, or they were down, one bucket. So they were a lot better than that record. And, they came out, they played pretty well in that first quarter. I think they got up 17-6. And, we struggled a little bit there, but second quarter we locked down. We played much better defense. We got better shots in our offense and ultimately pulled away there in the fourth quarter.
Never know. That could have been the first of maybe two meetings. Might see them again coming to conference tournament time.
Yeah, and they're sitting around, that 5, 6, 7 spot, probably more about 5 or 6, 7 spot, and we're fighting hopefully to get into a top four, so it's not out of the realm of possibilities to see those guys in a couple of weeks in conference tournament.
Gothenburg here tonight, Coach, and the Swedes. I feel like talking to Coach Carlin, they're playing some better basketball, coming off two big wins at the Hershey Holiday Tournament with Garing and Hershey.
Yeah, they won their holiday tournament, and they're a lot like Broken Bow, where they have some losses that were pretty close, and they played North Platte St. Pat's close, who's got a nice team. They played Amherst Tough, who's got a nice team. So they're probably a little bit better too than what their record shows, and going to their place, 2 years ago we went there and played a lot of those guys that will be playing, and we gave them their second win of the season. So they're going to be a team, they're not going to be intimidated to play us, and like I said, they're playing with a lot of confidence. And you add on top of us not practicing for two straight days after our last game, and not getting a chance to prepare for them, it's definitely going to present challenges for us. And even if we did have practices, there's going to be some good challenges. So to kind of show what our kids are made of, and I'm excited to see how we respond to this challenge.
Style of play, Coach, how does this Gothenburg team compare to the likes of Broken Bow and others? What size, quickness, they shoot the three a lot. What are they like this year?
They're probably a little bit bigger than Broken Bow, pretty close to athleticism. And we got a group, I'd say about 5 teams in our conference. They're all almost mirror images of each other, and so all these teams we're going to be seeing here coming up in the next couple of weeks and in the conference tournament, they're very similar teams. But one thing with Gothenburg, they've got multiple guys who can score. They have guys who could go off for 16 one night to the next, and someone else has 16 and 2. So we can't really focus on one guy. They're playing a lot better defense. I don't know if they're going to come out pressing us or not, but that's something that they've been doing. And, we have that in our practice plans. We'll be working on press break, because we might see it on Saturday against Sydney as well. So they do some really good things there in that press, and that's kind of, I think, what has got them, winning their holiday tournament and getting them playing with more energy on defense, which is leading to easier buckets on offense. So we're going to have to surrender and not turn the ball over against the press if they come out pressing us.
And then you kind of mentioned, touched on a little bit, a city team that could be 10-1 coming to your place coming up on Saturday night. Another big ball game for you.
Yeah, Sydney, they're playing really well right now. They're state rated, which deservingly so, and they've got some younger guys that are playing exceptionally well for them. They have one of their kids tied the school record of 3s in a game in their last game for the championship of their holiday tournament. And they've have a bunch of guys, anybody who's on the floor for them, they're really athletic. They don't have a whole lot of size, but they're 6'1", 6'2" guys. They play above the rim, and a lot of quickness along with their jumping ability. So they're definitely going to be a good challenge. But, you know, we've played pretty well at home, and we haven't played many home games at this point. We've only had two. So I think that that'll help us getting back on our home floor. And again, though, you know, that's a team we probably would have mixed in a little bit of some game preparation for them, and not getting a chance to do that. But being in their holiday tournament, and our kids have gotten an opportunity to have watched them twice, that, you know, we're going to be pretty familiar with them, so that'll help.